60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, over the last decade, there's been a huge explosion of celebrities coming out with their own merchandising lines. For example, Kylie Jenner's lip kit, George Clooney's tequila, yeah. Jason Derulo's crotch mittens.
Wow, I haven't. What is the
Make your undercarriage as hot as the Sahara. Ooh. With Jason Derulo's crotch mittens.
I gotta buy one.
I didn't know you wanted it hot down there.
Celebrities can sell pretty much anything these days, and their fans will buy them up, no questions asked. Well, now another A-lister is looking to make some big money moves. It's none other than female hip-hop sensation Cardi B.
Cool. I love Cardi B.
Yeah, she's cool.
Rumor is that she's locked up her insanely popular catchphrase to use in a line of upcoming products.
Oh, see, this is the one thing I don't like about her.
Is this like what she did for Pepsi where she was, you know, she did the...
Oh, yeah.
How do you, I can't even do it.
The oh, kirk!
Yeah. Like a dead cat.
That's what the phrase that she's locked up. So you can now buy some new Cardi B items like... Oh, Kirk, cups, posters, pants, hoodies,
Kirk?
Notebooks.
A lot of paper goods.
A lot of paper goods. Yeah. Interesting choice. I really thought she'd go the makeup route.
And she's going to be like, yo, get that paper. Yeah. You know, she's going to play it off, right?
Recently on Jimmy Fallon, she described her catchphrase as a cold pigeon walking around New York City.
Oh, that is actually a really accurate description.
I like it, yeah.
And she wants to make sure that nobody else cashes in on it. So
I can't even say it, Cardi B. So I think that you're good.
Text in at 78592. Do you want to buy some of Cardi B's junk? Probably a lot of people will.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is coming to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who'd you get?
Got Jeff Wildcard.
Let's go with Jose today.
Dang it.
All right, Jose's grabbing the shot caller while he puts that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shot caller question of the day.
After years of being the poster child of clean eating, kale has just made it onto the official Dirty Dozen list. That's an annual study of the most pesticide-ridden fruits and vegetables in America, released by the Environmental Working Group. And this year, scientists found that a whopping 92% of kale products have pesticide residue on them. And they came out with a full list. Some of the other items that made the top five included kale, nectarines, and apples. You have to name the other two produce items that test positive for the most pesticides. And hint, one's a fruit, one's a vegetable.
Oh,
that's a good hint.
I was trying to connect the dots. I'm like, fruit.
I think it's really funny that we like freak out if there's like a bug in our vegetables.
Yeah.
But then we freak out if we put the pesticides on the vegetables to prevent the bugs from being there.
Everything's dirty no matter what.
That's why most Americans just skip the vegetables.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you name any vegetables, Jose?
Do you know anything? Okay. Well, I don't know how to attack this, you guys, because I just started eating vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I eat a lot of broccoli and cauliflower, but I don't know what the process is of how would one vegetable or fruit have more pesticides than another. Is it a shape thing?
I don't know. Or is it a porous thing? Or is it just because maybe that vegetable is more prone to having bugs eat it, so they have to use more more pesticides than normal?
Like the fruit, the nectarine and stuff, that's like a juicy fruit.
So just go with peach. I've always heard that strawberries were always bad. Like, even if you buy the organic strawberries, even though they, I guess they don't use pesticides, that they soak up whatever they're in.
Oh.
I don't know why. Maybe because they grow down in the dirt. I have no idea.
Maybe that's it, though. Like, maybe, let me see, if kale's on there and it can't wash off it. Kale has the same kind of texture as lettuce. There's so much lettuce out there in the world.
Yeah.
We use it for so many things.
See, I was thinking broccoli would be good.
And why is that? Because it's more grooves to get in?
Sure. Like, I don't know. I have zero reasoning. I'm not a farmer. So
read the question one more time.
This year, kale made it onto the official Dirty Dozen list for the most pesticide-ridden fruits and vegetables in America. Some of the other ones in the top five included nectarines and apples. You have to give me the other two produce items that test positive for the most pesticides.
What about grapes? Grapes seem like they'd be a hard thing to grow. Like, you would need to use a lot of pesticides if you're growing grapes for some reason.
And I was just thinking they all have thin skin. Like, an orange has a thicker skin.
Eat the skin on an orange.
No, I know, but I'm saying maybe that's how... I thought I was getting somewhere, Brooke. God. Okay, so I'll go grapes, thin skin grapes, and I'm going to go lettuce because it's the same kind of texture as kale.
Environmental Working Group released their annual list of fruits and veggies that have the most pesticides on them. Out of the top five, I gave you kale, nectarines, and apples. You had to name the other two. Mm-hmm. Turns out one of the most pesticide-ridden fruits is a favorite choice for slugs and beetles, and that's why farmers tend to use lots of pesticides when growing strawberries.
Oh, you're okay. Right, Brooke.
And the vegetable that gets a lot of pesticide treatment grows right on the ground where it's easily accessed by critters and pests, talking about the leafy green spinach.
Oh,
I didn't even think of spinach.
Grapes were six on that list, so that was a good guess.
Hey, I almost got close.
Got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear the Macarena, so you can sing that before you get shocked. I'm sure you don't even need the lyrics, probably.
No.
Not by heart.
Oh my God, I never knew the real lyrics. Dale tu cuerpo a la grella Macarena, que tu cuerpo es la grella o es buena. Dale a tu cuerpo a la grella Macarena, hey Macarena, ay! Dale a tu cuerpo a la grella Macarena!
Jose's obviously fluent in Spanish.
Yeah.
Good job, Jose. Yeah.
Duh.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. Moving 92.5.